got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question. Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Amazing question. It's a doozy. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are not able to sit and watch the show live, I know your podcast, thank you, but you can still listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing. It doesn't matter. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Or you just land them at a beach and you're like, well, I want to hear the Jesse Lee Peterson show live. Call the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we got to catch up with the Super Chats, too. We got to get to the Super Chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday again. Yes, it is. It's Friday again. Already, Mamma Mia, yes. Si, senor. Gracias. And every Friday for the new listener is Open Line Friday night. It's like Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
If Trump attacks your rights, I'll be there.
What is he talking about?
California Attorney General Rob Bonta promising to protect California from the future Trump administration.
In California, progress will prevail.
Existing at the mercy of criminals was very disappointing.
He's a felon! I don't want him here anymore.
A surgery surpassing $10,000 meant that McKay and his fiancée Emily also had to cut into their wedding fund.
And so that budget disappeared.
This is progress.
They must be prepared for the Trump administration to go after them. What I will promise is that we will fight for you.
Oh, yeah, we won.
Donald
really.
Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my mother-in-law. She lives in Street 4, number 47, apartment D, New York. I am very, very concerned. That's right behind the green apartment. Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you, Nick. The anchor made me work. What a mess, huh? Now do you believe the battle is spiritual? Or not yet? Now do you believe it or no? Not yet. You're still not convinced, right? You still believe that you're on your own. Well, you're not, whether you believe it or not. You're not on your own. Amazing. Since being in radio, I've been in radio now for, been doing radio. I started out doing radio. Well, really, I started out doing radio. And then went into TV and now YouTube. And when I first discovered that Jewish people were liberals or Democrats, I literally did not understand why. I did not understand how a Jewish person could be a liberal. After hearing about the Holocaust thing, where they say that Hitler, the guy Hitler killed a lot of Jews, and they said that the Jews would suffer a lot, and was right, they were, hurt. And so when I moved out here to California, I started doing, and I got into media. I didn't know. I was surprised, and I didn't understand why Jews would be Democrats or liberal or vote for the Democratic Party, period, if they had suffered the way they said they had suffered, right? But then I started to ask, how could Jews be Democrats? You know, I'm black and slow, so I didn't know. And then some people would tell me, well, it's because they suffer, and the Democrat Party care about people who suffer, and that the Jews can identify with the blacks who supposedly have suffered too. I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. And so over the years, I've asked my good friend Dennis Prager and Jews that I know, and they all say that something like, but not exactly, is that the Jews have been deceived too. They have been made to believe, to identify as a victim. Once you identify yourself as a victim, then you identify with other people who call themselves victims. And so the blacks are supposed to be victims, right? And so that's why the Jews, at least one of the reasons, they vote for the Democratic Party. And then this year, I noticed that over this year, and maybe last year, but this year, that the Jews have been treated in horrible ways in the United States, in that they were attacked on campuses around the country by Hamas groups and black liberals and liberal whites. They were attacked in the universities, and some of the Jewish kids were afraid to go back to school at UCLA and different places. And so I wonder, now that the Jews see that the Democrats don't care about them, and they never have, never will, ain't going to, don't know how, don't have it in them to care about anyone really, but especially the Jews and the blacks. I wonder, how did the Jews vote this time around? Because I'm thinking, and all thoughts are all lies all the time, that most of the Jews probably voted for Donald Trump this time around, especially after what they went through in the universities. and that they saw that the professors and others didn't care about the Jews. The heads of the schools didn't care about the Jews. But so I asked my producer, Derek, to look into it. Let me know how the Jews voted this time around. And Donald Trump has clearly proven from the first time being in office and even now that he loved the Jews. He's for Israel. Netanyahu loved Trump, and Trump loved Netanyahu. He loved the Jews. So I'm thinking more and more and more, most of the Jews went with Trump, especially the Jews over there in New York, I'm thinking. But not only those. So I asked my producer to find some information that would let me know and you know. So according to the Times of Israel, the national election pool, which produces an exit poll for a consortium of major news organizations, found that 79% of Jews said they voted Democrat, compared to 21% who voted Republican. So in spite of all what they've gone through in America, and then right now around the world, Jews are being attacked at sports events. They're still being attacked. Fights break out with the Jews when they go play ball, and then they're at war over in Israel, over there in Palestine, and bombs are being fired toward them. 79, according to this poll, 79% voted for the Democrats. You see how you get the type of government you deserve? You get the government you vote for. Because that doesn't make sense if this poll is true. There should not have been one Jew to vote for the Democratic Party. Now that you see Biden and his administration doesn't care 2 cents about the Jews. They don't care one penny about the Jews, and yet the Jews vote for them, if this is true. Isn't it like amazing? What's wrong? I know I'm asking a question that I already know the answer to. What's wrong with the people, human beings? They love their misery. They love their pain. They love it. They love it. If they didn't, they wouldn't keep voting for the Democratic Party. And it's not like the blacks love the Jews either. Even if the Jews are feeling sorry for the blacks, it's not like the blacks love the Jews. And yet, the Jews still vote for the Democratic Party. After all that has happened over this year under this administration with Israel and Biden, according to reports, the Biden administration trying to tell the Jews how to fight the war. And if you don't fight the way we want you to, it sounds like they were not going to help them. As though I think, I don't know. But then Fox News did a voter analysis. This is from JTA. Fox News conducted its own Election Day voter analysis that it says solved for some of the problems in traditional exit polls, polling. It found that 66% of Jews voted for Harris compared to 31% for Trump. And so...
Yeah, here's this breakdown as a graphic for you right here. You know, this Fox analysis here says out of a sample of over 100,000 that Protestants, Catholics, Mormons, and other Christians were over they voted majority for Trump, and the Jewish, Muslim, something else, and those that responded, none, voted majority for Harris.
Amazing. So the Jews are voting for the same group that the Muslims are voting for? What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So, I don't know what's on the Jews' mind. All the way, I don't completely know yet. I will keep asking the Jews when I interview them or just have a discussion with them. I don't know what's on their mind, but this doesn't make sense to me. It literally does not make sense to me. The Democrats are so far on the side of evil that one black guy, beta male, he wanted to make Kamala Harris president, just for the record. Just for the record, to say that America has its first black female president. Isn't that something? What's wrong? What happens to people when they go to college? They leave home with common sense, and they come back dumb as a doorknob. Do they take your common sense away from you when you're in college? Maybe that's what happened with these Jews that voted for the Democratic Party, Kamala Harris. Kamala, maybe they lost their Jewish common sense in college. So here's a black beta male that want to make Kamala president, for the record. This is from Economic Times. Jamal Simmons. And listen to this, quote unquote, a formal communication director for Vice President Kamala Harris suggested that on Sunday that President Joe Biden considered stepping down to make way for Harris to assume the presidency. Watch this from CNN.
Joe Biden's been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill. Being a transitional figure, he could resign the presidency in the next 30 days, make Kamala Harris the president of the United States.
Whoa.
He would absolve him from being able to from having to oversee the January 6th transition, right, of her own defeat. And it would make sure that it would dominate the news at a point where Democrats have to learn drama and transparency and doing things that the public want to see is the time. This is the moment for us to change the entire perspective of how Democrats
operate. This is now.
It would be a black person saying that kind of stuff. Because they don't care. They don't care. Really, they don't. The black don't care. All they want to say, first black this, first black that. Not that you earn it. They just want you, they want you to get in so they can say the first black. They don't want to get in by saying, well, I earned my way. Because the Democratic Party has spoiled them, and so have the right-o Republicans. So Omi is a former professor, right? And he said, yes, they punch you for common sense, my PR guy. They take away your common sense. They punish you for common sense. Whoa. They punish you for in college. And you spend thousands of dollars going to college. Who is dumber? The person that go to college or the professor that punish you for common sense and take it away from you? This man, this male, these are the kind of people that's in government. And that's why they're so afraid of Trump. They're going to have to leave because they've been on a power hunger drive for a long time now. They just wanted me and Joe Biden to step aside and just let her come, let her in just because. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Can you believe it? He sat there on the TV show and said it. And the white people, whoa. They're like, what now? But this is what happens when you let these people in to run your country. I've been trying to tell you, white folks. Thank God you stood up and brought Trump back to save your country. White people founded this country, and they created the greatest country on this side of heaven. Greatest country on this side of heaven. And now you're letting the people of color just destroy it. And where will you go? Are you waiting for Elon Musk to invent whatever to take us up, a rocket ship to take you up yonder in the sky? You gonna live out on another planet? These people follow you up there too, because they see what they have done to you down here. And they're wondering, what are you doing up there when we need you down here? Black people don't care. They really don't care. And not all, but most. They literally don't care. Look at their neighborhoods. Look at how they have hatred in their hearts, and they care less about that. And you give your Judeo-Christian nation over to them. We'll see what happens now that the great white hope is in. I feel something fresh in the air, like a change is coming. And I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. High food prices and gas prices everywhere. It's been a long, long time coming. But I knew a change gonna come. Crime is everywhere. An illegal flood in my country.
Can I get an amen?
I went to the borders to find out what's happening. Instead of getting help, they knocked me down on my knees. I said, brother, won't you help me, please? They said, no, I got to help the illegals. It's been a long time coming, but I knew a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. The change is here. It's here now. What you gotta do? What you gotta do? My friend just texted me. He's like, oh my God. You don't like my music? What now? So that was in an election prank on this woman, made on this woman. And they pretend that the election was overturned. I want you to see her reaction to that. In the prank, a woman is told Kamala Harris is now the new president-elect, and her reaction is hilarious. It's like, what the? license from X.
They just found a batch of new ballots. Mm-hmm. 40 million new ballots. Kamala Harris is president-elect.
Bull. She better not have.
You know what? Hillary Clinton and her are working together. They're hiding files.
What?
She is your president, Tina.
She ain't my president.
She just won the election.
A woman can't run this country.
Oh, God, not if it's like you.
Oh, I get it straight.
A southern woman. The South is amazing. That's, in the good old days, the women knew that women were not created to run. They were not afraid to say it. I know a change gonna come. I go to the borders and I ask my country, could you help me please? And instead of helping me, they knock me back down on my bended knees. It's been a long, long time coming. But I knew a change gonna come. I went to the borders and I asked for an Obama phone. They said no. No, leave them alone. And I said, Father, can you help me, please? A change is going to come, and it's here. Can't you feel it in the air and everywhere? Amazing. 888-775. I love this lady. What? A woman ain't finna run this country? She ain't got no business trying to run a country. Just think about that. That white woman cares more about the country than that stupid black Jamal, whatever his name is, Jamal Simmons. He doesn't care. Biden should step aside and just let her be the president. What about the Constitution? If nothing else, they have already put a woman on the Supreme Court, a black woman, who would not qualify. Can you say DEI? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. He could tell me that they could have put Camille as president if had they used the 25th Amendment a year ago. Because it appears that Biden is barely there. Wouldn't that have been a mess? That's according to Hake of the HakeReport.com and the Hake News. Wake up, wake up, wake up. If not now, when? Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. It's Getting It Off Your Chest Friday. So we're going to take as many calls as possible, all right? Everybody. And they mama, if you're black. Everybody's they mama, if you're black. But if you're white, everybody and their mama. I'll be back in a moment. Can be so cruel, but I'm happy just to share it with you. May all of our dreams come true, for I'm honored to be there for you.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. A little more information about our sponsor, GoCo. You hear me say a lot about responsibility. You are responsible for you. No one else is responsible for you. You're responsible for you, you. And I talk about responsibility. I also talk about investment. Buy land. Now I am encouraging you to buy gold. By gold, and you got to take responsibility. I don't care. As long as you're an adult, 18 and over, that's what they say, adulthood. I think you should take it even a little earlier than that in life. But 18 and up, you're responsible, right? So go explore your options, all right? All of them, not just land. But explore all of your options. And I want you to check out GoCo. And when you're ready to do it, and what a better time than now to check out GoCo. And GoCo, under GoCo, GoCo have given my listeners a special promo, special for you. The qualified account receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. 10% instant match once you qualify in bonus silver. So learn more about it by going to Jesse Loves GoCo. JesseLovesGoCo.com or call 855-644 Gold, 855-644-GOLD. Jesse Love Gold.com, all right? LOVES. I'm black, so you got to put the S in there. Check them out. Let me know how it goes. Thank you. Amazing. So I want to go back to the busy phones. Jesse Loves Gold.com. Hate is correcting me. What did I say?
At first you said Jesse Loves GoldCo.com.
Oh, that too. Okay. Let me go to Chris, a first-time call out of Washington. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, sir?
All is well.
Okay, I'm 51 years old. I'm a white male. I'm a college-educated male from the University of Washington here in Seattle. And I've been voting since 1991.
Yeah.
I have voted for Republicans, Democrats, Independents. And I'm not going to lie, I did vote for Harris, okay?
Why?
Well, hold on. Well, hold on a second. Can I just, need to get through some numbers here with you, Mr. Peterson. In 2020, the total amount of votes were 155 million votes. And that was during a pandemic year, sir. And this year, there was only 149 million total votes. And I'm talking about for a I mean, if you add both of the parties, why would the voting go down by 6 million over 4 years when we're not even in a pandemic year? Jesse?
I don't know for sure, but I'm being told it was because they made it way too easy to vote by mail-in ballots and illegal alien ballots and do whatever you want kind of thing.
But, okay, I live in Washington State. I've lived here since
But let me ask you that. Everybody kind of say all this stuff you're saying now. But why would you, Chris, vote for Camilla?
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. In 2016, I did vote for Trump. In 2016.
I understand that. Okay. But why did you vote for Camilla this time?
Okay, because, first off, I voted for Trump. Okay, I was raised back on the East Coast in New York and New Jersey. And when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, Trump, he was just like a businessman and all that. He was always... Anyway, the bottom line is I voted for Trump in 2016 because I didn't like Hillary Clinton, and he won. And then all the chaos, because, you know, I'm on Twitter, and all the chaos that ensued during his 4 years in office, it was it got to me mentally, and I could not vote for him. And I did vote for Biden in 2020, and Biden won. And then I couldn't believe. Well, I thought Biden was going to run again, and then and then they picked Harris, and I voted for Harris because first off, I mean, everyone on the news, everyone said it was going to be a landslide victory for Harris, and I wouldn't have voted. I mean, I was going to vote for her anyway.
Why?
First off,
you're not telling me why. Are you a Republican?
No, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered. I'm actually not registered. I'm just a. I'm an independent. I have voted for Republican candidates.
So why did you vote for Harris?
I voted for John McCain. I voted for Mitt Romney.
Why did you vote for Harris? One more time, because I don't have a lot of time. Why did you vote for Harris?
Because I'm tired. I'm tired. I didn't want another 4 years of Trump. He's too chaotic. There's too much chaos.
And so did you have more chaotic under Trump? The last 4 years with Biden and Harris, which were worse?
Trump. Are you? Come on, Trump is chaos. Trump.
Which
equals
were worse,
chaos.
Under Biden and Harris or Trump? Which one? Which did you do?
Which was worse?
Yeah.
Which was worse? Hold on. Which was worse with what? Chaos.
With chaos, the economy.
No
jobs, the illegal aliens, the crime.
Let's stick to one thing,
Chris,
Jesse.
Let's
stick to chaos.
Chris.
What?
We don't have time for all that. Which was worse? Did you have more crime, high gas prices, high food prices, high energy prices?
But everybody thinks,
Chris, hold on.
Yeah, good.
Did you...
I'm a very educated man.
Chris, hold on.
I'm a very educated man.
Chris, hold on.
What?
Did you have more crime, high prices, no jobs, everything bad?
I've been employed.
Chris, hold on a minute. Chris.
Yes.
Which was worse of those I just asked about? Which was worse, under Trump or Biden? Homelessness and everything. Which was worse?
Okay, but Jesse.
Which was worse?
Yeah, but if I say something, are you going to hang up on me? Or can we talk a little bit?
Which was worse?
With the gas prices and all that, yeah, it's worse now, but that was because of the pandemic.
No, it wasn't. That's not true.
That was because
of the global COVID
pandemic.
No,
Jesse.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
You just want me to have an answer so you can hang up on me and go to the next caller.
Which one, which was... did the gas prices go up because Biden stopped drilling or because he kept the drilling going in America?
The gas prices,
answer that question.
The gas prices.
Did the gas prices go up because.
Can I please speak?
Only if you want to answer that question.
I am going to answer the question.
Okay.
Even under Trump, I live in Washington State. You're not answering that question. Okay. The gas prices were very expensive here, even under Trump.
No, not as high as it was under Biden.
Yeah, of course. Of course it went higher because of the pandemic.
No, it didn't. It went higher because Biden stopped.
The reason why I called you, Jeff.
Call me again, but I got to run. 888-775-3773. This man not answering my question. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, Pete from Alaska, welcome to the show.
How we doing, friend?
All is well. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing well. Boy, education these days. I just had a quick comment on, I do think Biden should go out as a transitional president, but... You think he should go out? As a transitional president, like that one colored gentleman was stating.
Biden should step aside and let Harris be president?
Oh, no, no, no. I think he should just come out as Josephine and make a mockery of the whole idea of identity politics.
Oh.
What's a woman these days, you know? So he can come out and just be Josephine and pass the torch and maybe declare a spot on Mount Rushmore for Trump.
Amazing.
That's how I think he should end it. And then he wouldn't be such a bad president after all.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Pete, how you feel about Trump winning?
Oh, man, it's, like you said, something in the air.
It's everywhere.
It's like day one, you know? It's probably too much to say our modern-day Jesus, but... It kind of has that feel. I mean, he got slandered pretty tough and he stood strong. And, I really am glad that he's got, Kennedy on his team and, he found that, he respected and appreciated Trump above and beyond. Because I heard him saying in an interview that he kind of fell for the rhetoric, but then realized it's the same slander that they've pushed on him over the years. And then he's seen Trump in action and was talking about the warring powers on in the East and how he knew how many military, like between Turkey and Syria, and how we have this 500 men troop in between them, and he pulled them out of there because, well, because he cares about his country.
Yeah,
and I think we're gonna. I mean, as long as he's protected, I think we're gonna have a real turnaround. I think.
I don't know how the team gonna operate, how well they're gonna go, but I love the team that he's putting so far that he's putting together.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. And
Pete, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you recognize this song?
All my faults will be bald in lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. Everybody. Good, the bad. Glad, the sad. If I can let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe. Take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. Whoa. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. An important part. Forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing song, Pete.
Pete, yes, sir.
This is Pete from Alaska who made this song, folks. Thank you for that.
Hi, everybody. I really appreciate everyone who's enjoying it. I will get it somehow on a platform for support.
And you should. But congratulations on the Trump win.
Yes, sir. Back at you.
And now we got to see what happens this coming year. Have a wait and see.
Have a wait and see. That's right.
I just think it's going to be amazing.
I think so, too. Well, everyone, stay blessed. Good to talk to you, Jesse.
My PR guy or me told me to tell Pete I'm a huge fan. He's a huge fan of yours.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
So thank you for helping us with that song here at Bond. I appreciate it. Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Be blessed.
You too. Bye. Bye now. 888-77-5-3-773. Let me go to Todd out of Indiana. Todd, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, a huge fan.
Thank you.
You might have the Wicked Witch of the West and Maxine Waters out west. I've got the Wicked Witch of the West in Tiffany Henyard in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, I've never heard of that. Her.
Yeah, you have. But anyway,
who is she?
The mayor of Dalton, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
I thought it was a woman. Okay.
Yeah, what it is? Yeah, Tiffany Henyard's her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's pretty brutal. Anyways, yeah. Congratulations on Trump winning. I didn't vote, but if I were to vote, I would have voted for him. Obviously.
Why didn't you vote? If you can say.
I missed the registration. I've never voted before, sort of. My wife and son voted for Trump. I support him in other ways. I have merch from him. If anybody asks me in the line at a grocery store who I'm voting for, I got no problem telling them. Just like I said, he's the one. He's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
He's a real deal. I don't agree with your thoughts on Netanyahu and Trump being buddy-buddy. I don't think they like each other at all. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I don't think they like each other.
And why is that?
Just from what Netanyahu's his history, I guess. Of course I want Israel to defend themselves, but when you start bombing hospitals and you know, schools and everything else, it gets out of hand. It's a sticky situation. I'm not over there, so I can't speak to it too much, but I don't trust the man. I've spoken to you before.
You don't trust Netanyahu or Trump?
No, Netanyahu.
Oh, I'm looking at you. So this woman Tiffany, is she your mayor?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Dalton, and you've had her. You've had clips on your show.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her right now.
Yeah, she's a train wreck.
Oh, you can say that again.
Yeah, the wicked witch of the Midwest is what I call her.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so why don't you trust Netanyahu?
I just think he's evil. I could be wrong.
But why do you think that though?
Like you start bombing hospitals, you know, and they're bombing UN members, children, and I get it. There's going to be casualties of war.
Is he supposed to do if Hamas is putting their citizens in these hospitals in order to cover up themselves to attack Israel? What is Israel supposed to do? It's not Israel's fault that innocent people are being killed. That's Hamas' fault.
I understand. Yes.
Why do you blame Netanyahu for that?
I'm not sure. I don't understand why we need to give $3.8 billion a year to Israel.
No, but I want to understand. You're jumping all over the place now. Why do you think Netanyahu is evil?
I just don't trust him.
Why?
I just don't trust him.
Why not?
Again, I get it. They need to protect their land.
But you're not telling me why you don't trust him. You think he's evil. Why?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but...
But why do you don't trust him, and you don't even know why you don't trust him, or you think he's evil, but you don't know why? Why are you having that feeling when you don't even know why?
Usually my hunch is right. Again, I've been wrong before about people, and I'm sure I'll be wrong in the future, but...
But you have made up your mind about Netanyahu. Netanyahu. You don't even know why, though. You have no real reason why. But yet you're walking around thinking and feeling that way, but you don't know why.
Like I said, I keep going back to innocent people dying by him.
But that's not his fault, though. Why don't you blame the people who set it up like that? And many of the Hamas fighters, maybe under 18?
Yes.
Which is called children, right, by the media. But that's still Hamas doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of brainwashing going over there.
So it's Hamas doing it. Why do you blame? Why do you blame Netanyahu for protecting his citizens from Hamas? He's not the one putting them in hospitals.
Yeah, he's got the finger to point and shoot.
But
and
he got to protect his folks. He was hired to do that.
I've got no dog in the fight as far as...
But you're not telling me why you distrust Netanyahu. You want me to put you on hold?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
If you want.
But when you figure out why you don't trust Netanyahu, let me know.
Sounds good.
Because right now you have no reason not to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Hate news, not the faint news.
Americans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, November 15th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your great calls and more stories and your super chats, guys, from yesterday and today. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, look up at the sky this weekend. Explain this, flat earthers and space deniers. For a celestial, meaning heavenly, double feature, November's full moon will shine bright today as the last super moon of the year. I forget what the super moon is. Maybe that's when it's closest to Earth. Sky gazers may also be able to see the Leonid, L-E-O-N-I-D, capital L, meteor shower as it reaches its peak on Saturday night into early Sunday. Very cool. Did any flat earthers predict this meteor shower? Or are they a bunch of space-denying lamos? Shout out. Anyway, Trump's cabinet, President-elect Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, has chosen a vaccine skeptic and conspiracy theorist, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., based as his Secretary of Health and Human Services, in the latest in a series of controversial, meaning halfway reasonable in the right direction, cabinet picks. Analysts say that Trump's decision to put RFK Jr. in charge of the health of 350 million Americans, that's not true. That's not an accurate phrasing of what it is. He's not in charge of the health of 350 million Americans. You are in charge of your own health, people. Anyway, despite his stances on vaccines and that contradict the science-based research of most medical experts, is likely to ignite a new debate about the real-world implications of a second Trump term. I'm flexing my arms because RFK is pretty strong. Anyway, if, for instance, Kennedy's advice led to a lowering of the penetration of vaccines in the U.S. population, interesting word, penetrating of the vaccines, in the U.S. population, a significant number of lives could be at risk, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Trump also selected North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to run the Department of the Interior. And he's no longer do we have, are we going to have that American Indian woman, that ridiculous woman, running the Department of the Interior. And he said his criminal defense attorney, Todd Blanche, will be the number two lawyer at the DOJ, the Department of Justice. It's no longer going to be the Department of Injustice. It's going to be the Department of Real Justice. And I'm here for it. So we hope, anyway. So cool. Does the Senate have to approve the Secretary of HHS? I don't know. Global measles can be cases surged by more than 20% to an estimated 10.3 million last year. The CDC and WHO, or the evil corrupt World Health Organization under the UN, said that on Thursday, around 107,000 people, mostly young children, died of measles, an unacceptable death toll from a disease that's preventable through vaccination. Maybe it's also preventable if you don't have uncontrolled immigration and mess like that. But anyway, the health group said, so-called health, measles can be deadly and debilitating, but it's preventable with two doses of highly effective measles vaccine. What a mess, huh? One dose is 93% effective against measles, they say. Two doses, 97% effective. Is it necessarily deadly? I don't know. But since the China virus scamdemic, COVID-19 they call it, the globalist word for it, there has been global decline in the number of people getting even standard vaccinations. Interesting. I guess you destroyed your credibility by overhyping the schmacks. In the United States, a dip of measles vaccinations among kindergartners meant coverage was pretty low over the federal target for 4 years in a row. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show. Nice.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can podcast all the shows, but you can listen live no matter what. Whether you're living in a round earth or flat earth, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
If Trump attacks your rights, I'll be there.
What is he talking about?
California Attorney General Rob Bonta promising to protect California from the future Trump administration.
In California, progress will prevail.
Existing at the mercy of criminals was very disappointing.
He's a villain! He's a villain! I don't want him here anymore!
A surgery surpassing $10,000 meant that McKay and his fiancée Emily also had to cut into their wedding fund.
And so that budget disappeared.
This is progress.
They must be prepared for the Trump administration to go after them. What I will promise is that we will fight for you.
All right.
Donald Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my mother-in-law. She lives in Street 4, number 47, apartment D, New York. I am very, very concerned. That's right behind the green apartment. Yeah.
That is funny. Isn't that amazing? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. All right. I'm told that the audio listen line is down for right now. They're working on it. I'll let you know when it's back up again, or you can check. I want to go to Ardine out of Colorado. Ardine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Good. I was going to talk. I told the person that scans the calls that I was going to talk about what you're looking forward to with the Trump administration. But I want to zero in on one thing, and I want you to talk to me about that, if possible. He wants to cut out the Trump. Wants to cut out the Department of Education. Explain to me the positives with that one? What you think the positives are?
Well, number one, he will return it over to the States.
Hold on.
Hey.
Okay, go on.
You asked me a question. Let me answer.
Yeah, okay. Let me finish. I'm sorry. Go on.
He wanted to turn it back over to the States and let the States decide, because as you notice that the department, that the education system in our country is a mess. It's no good. They got DEI, where the people of color don't have to earn their way. They're spending and wasting buku money. And so he want to turn it back over to the States and let them handle that and get rid of that so that it'll be better. Hopefully the state will control it a little better. I remember Ronald Reagan was supposed to get rid of it, but he didn't. And now Trump will, I hope.
Okay. Now, we're talking about, this is a counter offer here, or response. First off, it's run by the state.
No, and it's not.
Run locally. Yeah, no, listen to me.
It's not. Okay?
It is. What do you think they have Board of Education for statewide?
To take your money.
No. That's property tax. And I paid a lot of property tax over the years.
Right.
Because they put it into the, which I'm not too keen about that one, but I guess it's the only way that they could really figure it out. I think it should be more flat rate for everybody across the board, and all schools get equal amounts. I was in a higher paid area in the Colorado Springs area. We paid high property tax. For school.
Why do you think they have a federal Department of Education if the federal government is not involved? Why do they have
because
it? Why do they have it?
They oversee the general, one thing, they do funding for Section 8, or not Section 8, but Section 1. And they do funding for
Section 8. What's Section 8?
Not Section 8. That was a misquote. Section 1.
What's Section 1?
See, you don't know that. Okay, that's for children with disabilities.
That's not, we don't want to pay for that. Let the state handle that.
Why?
Because I don't want to pay for it. It's not mine.
What type of children with dyslexia? Children with reading, probably you don't want to give them extra help.
The state will handle that.
The state does with federal funding that helps them. Yeah, that's what we have as a country.
You heard me say that. Did you hear me say that Trump said the state will handle all that? Why can't the state handle that? We don't need the federal government. We don't need the federal government involved in that.
The federal government is there for funding to help them, to oversee things.
We don't need the federal government to be involved. Look how is education today better or worse than 30 years ago? I asked you, is it better or worse than 30 years ago? And so what good has the federal government done?
It's the state level that's messed up.
What good has the federal government done for education?
The state level has messed up in curriculum.
One more time. I'm not asking. Did I ask you about the state or the federal?
The federal discusses or decides the curriculum.
What good has the federal government done for education?
Okay, you want to know one subject where they did good? Okay, I'm speaking from experience here. My children, they went to school in the Academy District here in Colorado Springs. It's next to the Air Force Academy. And that whole development was designed for upper brass of the Air Force Academy. And there's a lot of upper brass up there. I used to work at the Air Force Academy for many years as a civilian employee. They have about
tell me what good
there.
Has
the
federal...
I'm telling you.
I don't need a long story. Tell me what good have they done.
Okay, to get down to what you need to know, the facts. The graduating class of the last graduating class, Air Force Academy, was about 900 to 1,000 graduates. Those graduates go into, from public school systems, public and private school systems, go into the academy was approximately at least a 4.0, if not 4.8, 4.2.
No, no, no. They go in dumb. They go in dumb and they come out dumb because if you notice.
Air Force is dumb? Air Force is dumb?
Yes.
You're calling our military dumb?
Right, because they have taken out the white qualified.
You don't like our military? You don't like our Air Force? Are you saying?
Hold on.
On TV, you saying you don't like our Air
Force? I put on hold for a second.
Whoa.
I'm telling you that as a result of federal government being involved in everything, education, even the Air Force trainees are dumb because they don't have to qualify.
Oh, my God.
They don't have to qualify
really?
For anything.
Seriously?
Are you going to? I'm going to let you go if you don't shut up.
Listen,
I'm gonna let you go if you don't shut up.
Okay, tell me how we're dumb.
Shut up.
The Air Force is dumb
because you don't have to qualify anymore. You just have to be of one of the victim members. You have to be black, female, LGBT, trans, whatever else. You don't have to be qualified. So as a result, they're taking out all of the qualified white. Straight people and put in people who are not qualified. So anybody can get into the academy now as long as you are dumb.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you saw did you ever go to graduation Air Force Academy?
I don't need to go to the graduation to
know
that.
You're assuming, yeah. Okay.
Aiden, what's her name? Aiden, I appreciate it. I can't play no more. I'm going to do some super chats right after this call, and then more calls, all right? Let me go to Glenn, the first time call out of Texas. Glenn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, man of God. How are you doing today?
All is well. How are you?
Doing good. My thing is women are not built to lead, period.
And why do you say that?
They are so emotionally attached to anything. So when something doesn't go their way, they react in irrational ways. Proof, the caller you just talked to. Could you imagine if Kamala was president and Putin was pressuring her on war, how she would react?
Right.
And that's what the World War III, I mean, we're on the brisk of war, right? They reinstated the draft. So they were probably hoping Kamala would get in there, and they knew war was going to be coming.
Amazing.
So that's my big issue. They just are not built to lead. If they follow the natural order of the Bible,
yeah.
God, man, woman, child, they would get it. I mean, the Bible was made and created a very long time ago, and it sets out the path for life. So that's my biggest thing is women are really not built to lead. I've been around women business owners and everything else, and usually it's very hectic.
Yeah.
It's very hectic, emotionally drawn and driven. And people make irrational decisions too quick and
yeah.
so forth and so on. And a woman's not going to jump on a bullet in front of a bullet for me. I guarantee it. But I would. I would to protect my woman and my family, right?
Right on.
So, you know.
Absolutely. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man of God.
All right, buddy. Stan out of Florida. There's one line open. Stan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, man? Amazing show, and
you're
wonderful, Jesse. I love what you do. Good thing, kudos on that win that we got. Let's make America healthy, strong, and great. And I just love the fact that even the politicians now are trying to interject religion and God into politics now. It's amazing.
Amazing.
I wanted to, the last caller you spoke to said you kept asking him why is Bibi Netanyahu evil?
Yes.
And I can tell you why he's evil.
Why? Why do you say he's
evil? Because
so you believe Netanyahu is evil?
Yes.
And why do you believe that he's evil?
Why do I know he's evil? Is because he hasn't been born again of the Father.
How do you know
he
that?
He hasn't gone and forgiven.
How do you know that?
Because he lives under the Old Testament.
But how do you know that?
And he doesn't believe in Christ.
How do you know that?
Because he's Jewish.
But how do you know that about him?
That he hasn't been born again and
right.
wasn't forgiven?
Yeah, how do you know that about How do you know that about Netanyahu?
Because that's a Christian philosophy, that's a Christian concept, not a Jewish.
But how do you know that there are Jews who believe in Christ as the Son of the Father? And so not all Jews think that way, but how do you know that about Netanyahu?
I'll give you a second reason why I know this about
Netanyahu. But you haven't given me the first one yet. What's the first one?
Okay, the first one is that they practice Yom Kippur, which is...
We're talking about Netanyahu. How do you know that about Netanyahu?
Yep, he practices Yom Kippur, which is the yearly atonement. We don't have to practice that because we live under the New Testament of Jesus Christ, which is he is our final
atonement.
But
you're still not telling me how do you know that about what Netanyahu believe or not?
Because this is the thing, Jesse. If there are robbers and someone committed a crime and went into your studio with Hake and you and Joel, he black, and the police just can't go up there and shoot the whole place up and say, I'm sorry, we killed all of them, but because there were some robbers there. Even though if there are terrorists...
You're still not telling me why you believe Netanyahu is evil.
Because he blew up 40,000 people.
He was defending himself and his country. How is that evil?
Because they were able to do precision strikes in Iran and kill specific military, but they said, hey, they're hiding behind, they're using humans as shields, and they started blowing them up.
But that's what they do. That's what Hamas and others do. They put human beings in the way during wartime, and they hide behind the human beings. So that doesn't say that Netanyahu is evil because he's trying to protect his family, I mean his country, his family too. So he's not to blame for that. Why do you, one more time, why do you say Netanyahu is evil?
Because he has one of the strongest lobbying pack in Washington, D.C. that owns every politician that's allowing this to happen. It's called AIPAC. And once you assign to Washington, D.C., they assign you an AIPAC member, a lobbying member. This is why those people...
But you're still not telling me why Netanyahu is evil.
Because when you look at his eyes, I see darkness. Watch one of his interviews, Jesse.
So you really don't know whether Netanyahu is evil or not. You're just saying things, right?
No, my spirit...
So far, you haven't given me any proof at all.
You can see the light in people. I see the light in Trump. I see the darkness in Bibi.
But you're still not giving me any proof that Netanyahu is evil. So let me ask, do you agree with me on my with my dream team? You know who my dream team is, right?
Who's that?
Joel, who they are. Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Uh-huh. The dream team.
I would replace...
And did you know that? Do you agree with me about the dream team?
I like all of them except for Bibi. I'd rather Xi Jinping.
So did you know that AIPAC was started before Netanyahu was on the scene?
Oh, yeah. Those.
So why do you blame Netanyahu for that then? Why do you blame Netanyahu for that?
Because they're all under the same corrupt...
They were there before Netanyahu. Why are you saying Netanyahu is evil because of AIPAC?
Because I find it strange that in the United States, you can burn an American flag, but you can't burn an Israeli flag.
So you're still not telling me why you said Netanyahu is evil?
Okay, last...
The United States is allowing that. Netanyahu has nothing to do with the burning of the flag.
I'll tell you one last reason why he's evil.
You still haven't told me the first reason.
I'll tell you the first reason.
Why?
I follow this amazing guy, and he preaches a concept of being born again and the spirit of anger and how we're born in a fallen state. And he told me about silent prayer.
But what does that have to do with Netanyahu, though?
Because I'm able to discern when I see evil.
But no, you're not.
I can feel it.
You don't even know why you think that Netanyahu. You got all these things that not even real. But I appreciate it, Stan. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk yesterday, Lil C bought three coffees, Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. Telling me just what to be.
Telling me just what a fool I've been.
The only girl I care about is gone away to leave me alone again.
Musical notes emoji.
Thank you.
Very nice little C. Thank you.
Yeah.
Eli the Exception bought a coffee. Every time a man listens to a woman, he will suffer. I had a woman at work who got mad at me for not getting excited with her when she saw a celebrity. I told her that the guy couldn't walk on water and he bleeds red just like the rest of us. She said, blood is not red, it's blue. Called me a smart A and walked away mad, and her boyfriend agreed with her. What a mess.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Laughing sideways with tears. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you're aware of the Senate appointing another version of Mitch McConnell to take his place because it doesn't look good for the great white hope. All I have to say, here we go again. The Senate doesn't seem like they will never learn.
We'll see.
John,
what
Thune.
A mess. I wasn't aware of that, but I'll pay attention. Thank you.
Yeah.
So are both houses controlled by the Republican now?
Yeah.
That has been confirmed?
Rhinos, but yes.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Green. Yeah, thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
John Thune, I think he's an anti-Trump rhino, is now
really?
The Senate Majority Leader.
Oh, God.
Or he's going to be taken over.
So how did they vote in a new leader before they voted, before Trump was
I think it was,
sworn in
I
and
heard,
they got their new administration?
I heard that it was shenanigans by Mitch McConnell. He's a very political-minded person, very cunning politically. Evil, kind of. Mitch McConnell, my opinion. He's a rhino. And he's worked with Trump a little bit, but he also works to keep the establishment going.
Yeah, I know.
And so I think that he hurried up and did a secret ballot thing
is
before
allowed,
Trump got
though?
In. Apparently.
So can Trump...
I mean, he got away with it.
Once
seemingly.
Trump get in, sworn in, can he do another ballot and re-ballot and vote him out? They got out.
They can do maybe like a vote of no confidence, maybe. It was going to be either your friend, this Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott,
right,
or John Thune or John Cornyn. And John Thune and really John Cornyn, really bad. Those two are anti-Trump. Rick Scott's kind of wishy-washy.
Yeah, he is.
And so they didn't really have a good choice, but okay. Rick Scott would have been better.
We'll see what happened.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike Young. Greenwald with two coffees. My question about whites-only spaces the other day came from an interview you did with that alt-right, including Asmodor, 6 years ago. Rest in
May
peace.
May his soul rest in peace.
Where you say whites need to stick to what's right, whereas whites-only space would bring in people whose hearts aren't pure. They'd turn on you and destroy you. Getting together just based on color isn't going to work. And white power leads to the same ditch that the blacks are in now. So I'm confused on how you think white Christian men should proceed about how a whites-only group founded on real Christianity? Or how about a whites-only group founded on real Christianity?
Break that down for me.
Okay, so...
I don't understand all that.
You never said that...
Oh,
you never
know.
Said that they shouldn't do a whites-only.
Right.
But if all they're thinking about is the white thing and not also what's right, then they're going to let in snakes and serpents, whites, you know, and there's going to be infighting.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwald.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, I remember that interview, by the way.
You do. I
and
don't.
You, and you said, because I heard it like after the fact, and you said if the whites were right, they never would have let in the POCs into the country so much in the first place.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So there you have it, Greenwald. You misread his thing. Thank you, Greenwald.
It reminds me of the Jews voting for the Democrats. Why, if white people were Christian, and I believe they were, at best that they could do it, why, and I've asked this before, why they let in all these people of color into their country and then let them take over and destroy their country? But I hear that they were trying to be Christ-like. And that ain't Christ-like.
Yeah. And it wasn't just whites who were doing that. There was just all kinds of mess. There were lies, serpents even back then.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you,
Greenwald.
C-Bill bought a coffee. How come there are more Bible-thumping men that call the show compared to women? ?
Because women don't know the Bible. No, I'm playing. I don't know. I don't know why. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Tony bought a coffee. When Joel gets married, he'll pay his wife to do house chores and watch the children. One day she'll tell him the children were acting up. He'll discipline them. They will go out and commit a crime on purpose. He'll go to jail for 10 years. Mom and the children will then live in his house, drive his car, and eat his food. Thanks, Dad. You're the best. It's messed up, Tony.
E-Black. Thank you. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Mr. Jesse. Why does it seem like once you said over and over to a person, and they see it, that you keep saying it to them as if the UN took you over? I believe what's coming out of you and just want understanding.
Make the question clear. Do you understand the question?
Let me read it once more time because I read it awfully.
Okay, yeah, you did.
Mr. Jesse,
why
does it seem like once what you said over and over to a person and they see it, that you keep on saying it to them as if the UN took you as if the UN took you over. UN, you took over. I can't read it, but you can't write. I think, Mr. Someone.
Mr. Someone, restate the question so I can respond. Right now, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
It's not clear. Or you can call 888-7753-7773.
Oh, as if the not you took over? Because he's saying un-you took over. And maybe I'm misreading it as UN. As if the un-you took over? The not you took over? Whatever. I don't know, man.
Thank you, though. Restate the question or call in. Make it clear. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I tried, but thanks for the coffee. Simplify Complex 3 Coffees. Howdy. Called a couple years ago, and you told about my mom turning me away from my father. After we talked, I reconnected with her and forgave. This made my grandma extremely angry. So she called the cops and lied, telling them I stole her car.
That's the way they operate.
So she could try to kick me out of her house. Amazing. Don't live with her anymore. I got my own place now.
Nice. So now you see why Christ said you cannot trust an angry person and that angry people are evil. They are murderers. Amazing. Good for you. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Chillin' Lean bought a coffee. Jesse, about the caller today, meaning yesterday, that asked about why were Adam and Eve punished by God if they were deceived by thoughts. But didn't this happen during the Old Testament where there was no way out? The caller is comparing those times with today's message of post-Christ forgiveness. He's comparing apples to oranges.
I didn't really understand at all what that caller meant because before the fall, Adam and God had a voiceless relationship. He knew what God thought and what God said without God having to say it. And so I don't know. Adam was not in his thought. So I think maybe the caller was just playing.
No, I mean, maybe. Maybe he was just being an intellectual. Because when you listen to your thoughts and you listen to the woman and the woman listens to the serpent, you bring punishment on yourself.
Right, for sure. But it sounded like he thought Adam had listened to his thought.
Yeah, because he said you can't have the action without the thought.
But the thoughts only came about after the fall.
Nice. We'll have to read the rest of your super chats later.
Thank you. I will read a note.
Many more to go.
Let me take a quick break. Thank you all. Back in a moment. Right back. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. All right, folks, welcome back. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest day. At 12 noon, we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had a very interesting discussion with Jacoby and Abigail Pettidue, and they are Christian missionaries and hosts of the Father's Joy podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
If we're going to travel and do mission work together, we got to be married.
And you looked over in that corner, you're like, Lord, I want that black man over there in that corner. Were you like a slap maker beforehand?
No. I was a very loyal man.
My father wasn't always involved in my life. But then when I came to know Jesus, it's like he became the heavenly father that I needed.
All right. Do you guys support abortion?
Even if the doctor says that there's a high risk of me dying, I'm saying, I rebuke that. I'm having this child.
Right on. So you guys voted for the Great White Hope?
Yes.
Fist bump. Right on. Amazing conversation today at 12 noon, thefatherstate.tv. And you can support thefatherstate.tv right there, thefatherstate.tv/donate. And or locals.com, you can go there as well. And 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. Amazing. And at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, thehakereport.com, all right? Thehakereport.com. And don't forget, we're getting tons of requests for cameos, for birthday shout-outs, Thanksgiving shout-outs, Christmas shout-out, Happy New Year shout-outs now, encouragement, whatever your shout-out, I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? Amazing. Let me go to, I asked Richard to call back from yesterday out of Texas. Richard, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, sir. We left off, actually called Wednesday. Good morning. We left off.
Okay, speak right into your phone, Richard, a little louder.
Can you hear me?
I can now, but stay with your phone.
All right, gotcha. Left off, you asked me if
Richard called day before yesterday about his wife.
Yeah, if she forgave her parents, and I left off saying that that's actually one thing that's hard for her to do, apparently, to her. And honestly, do I see it happening? I'm not too sure if I see it happening.
It's so why is it hard for you? So you want your wife to forgive, right? You said?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And why is it hard for your wife to forgive, to go and forgive her parents?
Her father wasn't there at all. Whenever she would come up to him, he would basically ignore her and not just basically looked the other way, never, don't know why, and I believe it was something to do with her mother.
But that's not why it's hard for her to forgive her parents. She doesn't forgive her parents because she doesn't want to.
Yes. I mean, that's definitely what I think it is.
So it's not hard for her to do. She doesn't want to do it. She loves her misery.
Yeah. How do I basically, I don't know, slowly try to show her the way that it's something that we must do?
How long you been married?
Oh, I'm not married to her. That's also another thing I said that Wednesday, that we're not married. And I was thinking of...
Oh, yeah, you didn't have the traditional way of marriage. You just kind of live-in kind of marriage thing, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so your question is what?
My question is basically, how is it that you deal with it or try to convince her in a sense in time or just something that basically just die in your misery, just you figure it out type thing, or how do I convince her that it's something that we must do to, you know, make it to the kingdom?
You convince her by not trying to convince her. You tell her, you encourage her, hey, you need to forgive so if you want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to overcome that anger, you must forgive, especially your mother and your father. But if she doesn't want to, you leave her in her hell. Because you should never, ever, ever, but never want or convince anyone to come out of their misery. Most people love their misery. So you just work on you and leave her in her hell. Let her suffer.
No, yeah, this definitely came across my mind. I shouldn't ever, ever try.
No.
I should just say it like this. Just put it out there and see if you take it in. But if you don't, then it's not something that I have to convince or try over and over. Because
right.
That's a waste of time and waste of energy.
Only a few people want to overcome anger and depression and suicidal thought, loneliness, fear, doubt, insecurity, revenge, gossiping, and all that. Most people love that type of hell, but a few men and women want to come out of it, but don't. Most don't. And that's why, number one, you can't help people come out of that anyway. It's up to you. Point the way, it's up to them. But if they don't want to, people have a right to stay in their hell, and you don't have to be a part of it.
Yeah, I know how you say, and also I agree, you shouldn't be a part of it.
Right.
But is it one of those things that you've mentioned before where, like, it's something, if it happens, it happens, but it's something that she might figure out in 50 years, you know what I mean?
Right. She might figure it out in 50 years, and then you'll die.
And then I'll die, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's something that, what could I say?
Do you have children with her?
Yeah, we have one baby.
And you say, what's unfortunate?
What's unfortunate is that, like you said, you know, she probably figured out in 50 years and I die. And I think about my son, you know. My son, he's going to have to see that hell here and there if it's something that she never figures out in time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, she definitely go, unless you protect your son from her and by correcting her when she's impatient with your son or try to spoil him or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You correct her and right in front of your son, you correct the mother without anger, and your son will see that the father loved him, and that would prevent him from becoming angry and becoming like the mother. But if you don't protect the children from the mother, she will destroy them.
It's definitely a work or a job, you could say, that I do here and there have to correct her. Hey, don't do this or look at it this way. And then it's kind of not very often, but here and there it happens.
Yeah.
And I have to correct. And I think to myself, man, it is basically something I'm going to have to do until it is corrected in a sense.
How old is your son now?
He's barely about to be 6 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's a baby.
You're going to have to, if you stay with this woman, you're going to have to deal with that until he's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah, until he, because he might, if you do protect him from her, he mm-hmm. might wake up earlier in life, you know, and he'll be able to start speaking up and dealing with the mother the right way himself. Mm-hmm.
What's a good reaction whenever I correct her? I mean, a lot of times when I correct her, she basically just listens, stays quiet, and then she has to, what I know, she has to stay to herself for a bit to not be in that. She kind of gets a little angry or a little sad, but I have to leave her alone for a bit. And then my thought is maybe she's freaking her out at the moment. She's processing it in her mind at that moment.
So you're thinking that once you correct her, she go off in a corner somewhere, be quiet and stuff. And why do you think are you thinking that she's accepting the correction?
I'm believing so.
Why?
Because in the past, it's happened where she stays mad. She stays sad for too long. And now what I see more than often is that she's in her little hell for a moment, and then she comes out of it later on. She's back to her normal self, more, you could say, joyful or able to smile again, not too much in her thoughts until forever. She used to always be in her thoughts for the longest time.
Right.
And now, and I notice now more times, more so that she's in her thoughts for a moment, then it comes out.
How old is she?
I believe so. We're both, she's 27, I'm 28.
Oh, okay. She has not gone and forgiven her father or mother, right?
No.
Well, she's still angry. If you go and sit off in a corner, that doesn't mean she's overcoming her anger. The spirit of anger is still with her. Because the spirit of anger is not going to leave until the father rebuke it, take it away from her. And that's not going to happen until she can admit she's evil.
No, yeah, that's something hard for women to do.
It's the hardest thing in the world for a woman to do is to admit that she's evil.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a true statement right there. It's real hard for her to admit things. No, yeah, it's very difficult for her to try to forgive her parents. I've noticed that.
It's not difficult. She doesn't want to. She loves hating them. She loves judging them. And that way she can blame them for the way she is today. Because if she forgave, then she becomes responsible for her own life. And she doesn't want that. People love judging because they love blaming someone else. And in their mind, they don't have to take responsibility for their own failure.
Definitely. No, yeah, I've noticed that of her. And I've seen them, and like, her mom and her grandmother.
Come back to your phone. It's not clear.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I've definitely noticed that about her. I've seen it in her mother and her grandmother.
Yeah.
They're both very, they're very much that way. They like to not forgive, they like to blame you for something.
Right. Her mother's mother recreated her daughter in her image, and your mother recreated her in her image. And if you don't protect your son from your wife, she's going to recreate your son in her image. She will turn your son against you, away from you.
Ooh. That's my task, man. My task is basically protect my son. And if she never leaves her hell, if she always protects her own hell, I mean, what can I do? But the most what I could do is protect my son from it.
Right. Are you you're forgiving your father and mother, right?
I forgive my mother. My father, he passed away when I was a little kid.
Okay. All right. And you're doing the silent prayer?
I don't do it too often, to be honest.
So you're not doing the silent prayer?
I guess not.
And it, how will you stay conscious if you don't practice staying in the light?
I very much, you know, I have done a silent prayer, and I do it like every week. I wouldn't say I do it every day, and but I do manage to stay present, stay out of my thoughts. So you, I believe, in a sense, I stay present.
Okay, so you're practicing staying present anyway?
Anyway, yeah, okay. Anyway, at all times, yeah.
Well, stay with that. Do the silent prayer, and the light will guide you into how to deal with this woman you're with, how to protect your child from her, and you'll be fine. But you got to stay with it, and you warn her, you know what? You need to overcome your anger. You're in hell right now. But if she doesn't want to come out of hell, you just leave her in a hell and don't feel sorry for her. Do not want her to come out of her hell. You just point the way sometime, but if she doesn't want it, leave her in a hell, and you work on you, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gotcha. That's basically what I do. That's basically what I do now.
Okay.
I just tell her what it is, and if she doesn't figure out, I'm like, baby, you in your hell.
Yeah.
You either want to stay in it or come out of it. That's up to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, Richard. 888-77-53-773. Let me go to Amon. Is it Amon? What? What? I can't hear him.
Amen.
First time caller out of Arkansas, and according to Joel, is Arkansas. Amon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So far this morning, you've had some pretty good, interesting discussions with people concerning marriage and everything else.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a very complicated subject nowadays, I imagine. Plus, I think I really wanted to talk to you over the past. I've only been listening to you for about a little over a month, and it seems like over that time, there's a lot of people calling in and confused about sin. You know, once you're saved, born again in Christ, you know, if you still sin. So anyway, thought I'd touch base with that with you. So.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question or comment about it?
Well, concerning sin, I think people are confused when you're thinking about, you know, the old covenant that's been abolished by Christ, his resurrection, and then you've got sin not unto death under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So there's two types of sin if you're converted or if you're not converted.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand that.
Well, one sin is under, you know, there's a law of the sin of sin and death for those who are not saved. That exists today. And there's a law not unto sin.
I know you, but nobody knows what that means. So, Kim, what is sin?
Not unto death.
Right.
Well, they can read, I think it's 1 John chapter 5. Get a better understanding. Well, because we're under the new covenant.
Right. And under the new covenant. There's no sin.
Well, there's no sin unto death.
What does that mean, no sin unto death?
Because Adam and Eve, you know, they sinned, which brought the death into the world.
What does that mean, no sin unto death?
Means you sin, because everybody sins. Sorry to break that to you, you know, Jesse, but yeah, everybody sins.
What does that mean, no sin unto death?
Well, sin not unto death is that your sins have been forgiven by Christ.
Right. Have your sins been forgiven by God?
Yes.
Your sins have been forgiven, right?
Yes, all of them.
And so are you still a sinner?
Well, yeah, because it's a sin not unto death because of the new covenant.
And so, as a son of God, you believe that you still sin?
Not unto death, yes. I sin not unto death. It's not a death penalty. Sin is a transgression of the law.
Which is easy for you to accept, that all of your sins have been forgiven, or that you are a sinner?
All my sins are forgiven because my sins are not, you know.
Which is easier for you to accept? Your sins have been forgiven, or you are a sinner?
Both. They're equal. I mean,
if your sins have been wiped away, how can you be both?
Because of the new covenant, all your sins have been forgiven, even the ones you haven't committed yet, because you don't really know if you're sinning or not. I mean, if you're using Federal Reserve notes, I'm sure, and that's dead instruments, and that's a sin.
But what's his name?
Amen.
If all your sins, just when God in the New Testament, Christ said that all your sins have been wiped away, does that mean they've been cleaned away and they don't exist anymore?
Right, because he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
But stay with me. It's not Bible Thump and Thursday, so stay with me. They've been cleaned and wiped away, right?
Yes, you have.
And so if they've been cleaned and wiped away, how can you still be a sinner?
Well, you just have to try to understand that there's two types of sin.
No, I'm asking you, if your sins have been cleansed and wiped away, how can you still be a sinner if they're nowhere around?
Well, there is. It's called not unto death. I'm not going to die.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense what you're saying at all.
You got to study it.
How can you still be a sinner if your sins have been wiped away?
Well, because in the New Covenant, it says that everybody sins.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't say
that.
If you say that you don't sin, you're a liar.
First John says that that no one who is born of God sins.
Yeah, sin unto death.
It doesn't say that.
I know, but you have to.
You're putting that in yourself. Why are you putting in that?
Then you're going to have a contradiction, or what appears to be
what's
a contradiction.
What's his name?
Amen.
Why are you adding unto death there yourself? Why are you putting those words there?
Well, go to 1 John 5, and it talks about a sin unto death, and there's a sin not unto death.
I mean, Amos.
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen.
that's a good one. Amen. Why are you putting in your own words?
I'm not. That's what it says in 1 John 5.
Do you
5.
Have perfect peace?
Well, absolutely.
You have perfect peace?
Yes.
And that means you never get angry?
I don't get angry. I don't have any reason to get angry.
You never get angry?
I have no reason to be angry.
Do you ever get angry?
No, I don't. I do not get angry.
Nice. Amazing. Well, I can't play anymore. Call me on Bible Thumping Thursday. We have a little bit more
time. I'll try that again, because I'd like to talk to you about marriage also.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. The Lord didn't, she left. So she couldn't stand me, you know.
Oh, okay, I bet.
Well, because, if you hate me, you got to hate Christ first, you know. But I'm not going to force any woman to stay with me.
That's right. Okay, call me again, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. One line open. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Friday, get it off your chest Friday, November 15th, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour three, the last hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for today. Is coming right up, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. After the JLP show, the Hake Report. Okay, and then the Fallen State with that mixed couple. Nice. Shout out. The young Gen Z Christians. Missionaries. And then after the Hake Report and after the Fallen State, we have not Joel Friday, but American Anchor Baby. Joel Friday is Monday through Thursday. Check him out, Joel Friday TV. American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. And then, of course, oh, Lord, what a mess. I'm pulling for the white man tonight. Tropical Storm Sarah is unleashing heavy rainfall in northeastern Honduras. Honduras. With life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN anticipated this weekend, according to the National Hurricane Center. Earlier forecasts from the NHC, National Hurricane Center, cautioned residents along the eastern Gulf of Mexico to monitor the storm for its potential to reach the United States. But the center now believes that the storm might not survive its trek through the Central America. It may destroy and peter out and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. However, parts of Honduras are bracing for rainfall up to 30 inches. That's a lot. And floods that may also impact other parts of the region. Sarah, S-A-R-A, no H at the end of her of a tropical storm, Sarah, which formed Thursday afternoon, is the 18th named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. And that's probably a hint at pushing climate propaganda, probably. CNN is talking about UFO sightings, but I don't care about that. We're going to skip it. Ford is being fined up to $165 million after the money-grubbing National Highway Traffic Safety Administration ruled that the automaker Ford moved too slowly in recalling cars with faulty rear-view cameras. Faulty rear-view cameras, that's just extra. Use your thing. Anyway, the ruling comes three years after the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, opened up an investigation into determining whether Ford waited too long to issue their 2020 recall of 600,000 vehicles. The models affected included 2020 Ford Eagle, Escape, Expedition, Explorer, F-150, Mustang, Ranger, and Transit, as well as the Lincoln, Corsair, and Nautilus. Drivers began reporting that year that their cameras sometimes showed a blank screen. I guess if you're driving a big old truck, it would be handy to have a thing, but we got on without those things with the hake. Oh, well. And so that money is not going to the people who bought their cars. It's going to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, right? It's one of the biggest penalties levied in their 54-year history. I'm thinking they're just money grubbing, but I could be completely wrong. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are facing off today in a major match, boxing match. Jake Paul's the tender age of 27. Mike Tyson is 21 years older than him, right? No, 31 years older than him. I don't know. I can't do math. 58 years old. It's going to air on far-left extremist evil Netflix. But those two guys are Trump supporters, I believe. A white Christian young man and a black Muslim old man. And I love them both. Jake Paul, don't hurt him. In his head. Don't do any permanent brain damage or anything, please. Anyway, there's a whole lot of mess going on. 260 million people in the United States will be overweight or obese by 2050, according to a new study, according to CNN. It's major health complications, right? Body mass index, diabetes, cancer, heart problems, breathing issues. It's a mess. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week: why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? Why do you do it? You can listen to the show live. The listen line is back up, James. Is it working? You can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Friday. Friday is always get it off your chest day. It's Friday. It is. It doesn't matter what you look like you're doing, but what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
If Trump attacks your rights, I'll be there.
What is he talking about?
California Attorney General Rob Bonta promising to protect California from the future Trump administration.
In California, progress will prevail.
Existing at the mercy of criminals was very disappointing.
He's a villain! He's a villain! I don't want him here anymore!
A surgery surpassing $10,000 meant that McKay and his fiancée Emily also had to cut into their wedding fund.
And so that budget disappeared.
This is progress.
They must be prepared for the Trump administration to go after them. What I will promise is that we will fight for you.
Donald Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my mother-in-law. She lives in Street 4, number 47, apartment D, New York. I am very, very concerned. That's right behind the green apartment. Yeah.
Yep, he tell you where to find her. What a mess! I want to. So there's a fight coming up between Mike Tyson and some other guy. A guy by the name of Jake Paul, I'm told. And Mike Tyson is a very interesting guy. I was interviewed by Mike Tyson last year, sometime I guess. And I was over at his office there. When I walked in, Mike like, yeah, wow, I love this guy. I love the guy. I want to interview you. I want to interview you right now. And so they set it up because he was doing some other interviews. And they're like, can you wait to be interviewed by Mike? I'm like, yeah, I can do it. So that was a couple years ago now. But so I said, yeah. So we did this amazing interview with Mike. But I think it may have been too controversial because Mike was really agreeing with me and I was agreeing with him. And I was told that his handler thought that it was too controversial for Mike. So I think that's why they have not aired that yet. When I say, yeah, it's still possible. Mike was expressing how much he loved the FallenState.tv. He loved it. It was so interesting, too, because when I was being interviewed by Mike, and he had this, like, big basket of pot they would give him a joint after a joint after a joint. It was all smoke in the room, and I got high. I'm pretty sure I did. I felt hungry, so I think I was high by the time I was doing that interview, but it was fun. And so Mike is a very, very interesting person in that he's interesting. So there's this fight coming up. According to Sport Illustrated, Mike Tyson, 58, will step into the ring Friday night for his first sanctioned fight since 2005 when he takes on Jake Paul, 27, at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And
we have a little clip for you, actually, this Mike Tyson interview.
Oh, I thought we just had it. Is it an image or a clip?
Yes, it's a clip. But before we play that clip, a little excerpt here from the article. It reads, during an open workout this week, a reporter asked Tyson what it meant to have his family in the building as he gets ready to face Paul. Tyson's answer stunned everyone and showed a side of his that fans don't often see.
Yeah, according to this, it says that Mike Tyson break down as he confesses that he is nobody to his kids. Nobody to his kids. Watch this from X.
I'm sure the most important ones are your family. Your kids are out here. Everyone's coming in to see you on Friday. What does it mean to have family with you?
Well, it's the family's everything. But my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. But that night, they're going to find out their father's very special.
Did you think that you'd
have kids?
I do not. I have two nieces.
Well, you know, I don't say take me for granted because they talk a lot of mess to me that nobody else would. So the night of the fight, they're going to realize they better watch it next time they talk crap to me.
You want to say it to your kids right now on the camera?
I love you very much. I can't wait till you come.
But Mike didn't break down. Who said he broke down? What the? But he didn't break down. That's not true. Isn't that soundbite? Sports Illustrated, Tyson with a 13-year-old reporter named Jazzy and had quite a dark answer when she asked him about what this fight could mean for his legacy. Watch this.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone?
deep, 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 deep. Amazing. So we'll see what happened in this fight. Not knowing who's going to win for sure, who you expect to win in this fight with Mike and Jake?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you who I think, my honest answer, because I want Mike to win for some reason. Especially after that video. But I think if I was going to bet, I'm going to put it on Paul. Just younger, stronger, faster. I don't know much about boxing. I don't really have a confident thing. So if someone forced me to have to spend money with the ignorance I have, I'd say Jake's got it. I like Jake Paul. But Mike Tyson, my style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
But isn't Mike...
Praise be to Allah.
But it seems like Mike is so strong in the hand, he can just knock Jake out.
Yeah.
One hit would knock Jake out, it seems.
I'm seeing these comments about, oh, he's old, Mike Tyson, he's looking slow. But that's just like, I just saw posts about that. I don't know if that's like affecting my mind because I'm looking at a video and he's like punching these people and they look scared to be training with him.
Yeah, and Hank is rooting for Paul. Baby!
I like Paul. Paul's,
oh, you knew why?
They're like the Paul brothers are hated because they're like arrogant.
Are there two of them?
Twins? Not twins. He's got an older brother, and they've been famous since they were younger.
And the older brother boxed too, as well.
I think he does something, but no, it's Jake Paul, the one who's been boxing for a while, and
so why is the older brother being mentioned?
Sorry, because they're just they're a duo. They've been that's how they got famous together.
Oh, the older brother boxed.
Right,
too?
not the box. They didn't box.
He a dancer.
YouTubers.
The older brothers.
Yeah. That's how they both got into it. YouTube making prank videos, so they were heavily hated, and I like being contrarian or something.
Oh. Joel is telling me that. He boxed Floyd Mayweatherfield, the older brother did. Is that true?
Yes.
But you said he didn't box.
The older brother? I thought that was Jake. No, I don't know that much. Like, information could be bad here.
So the reason the older brother is known is because the older brother, according to Joel Friday TV, he black. According to Joel Friday TV, the older brother boxed Floyd Mayweatherfield, and that's why he's known. And now they're both YouTubers.
Well, they started off
very popular YouTubers. Amazing. Well, we'll see what happened on Friday. But Mike is so right. Who cares about a legacy? That's just a word. Ain't no legacy. What's amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Dean out of Missouri. Dean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Dean.
Man, I thought my Obama phone was about to run out of minutes waiting on this, but I'm glad to get to talk to you.
Right on. Thanks for holding.
So I had a quick thing I wanted to put out there and then maybe get your...
Wow. His phone went out. Wow. And Dean waited for a while, too. Call back, Dean, if your phone comes back. Let me know if Dean called back. Let me go to Rob out of Canada. First time caller, Rob out of Canada. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going? I've been listening for a good couple of years now. I just want to say it's a great show, and Hank's show is great. Nick's, everybody's great, and I wanted to answer why Netanyahu is evil.
Okay, why is that? So you believe Netanyahu is evil, right?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say evil, but he's lying to the people to kill people.
I know, but that is evil. Let's deal with one thing at a time. So you don't believe he is evil?
It's evil to lie to the people to kill people, and that's what he's doing.
But you don't believe Netanyahu is evil like the other caller, right?
I wouldn't. You know what? If you really boil it down, yeah, he's evil because he's killing people because of lies.
So do you believe Netanyahu is evil?
Yes.
And why?
Because he's lying. He's lying to the world about, if there is hostages, then yes, okay, there's hostages. I'll admit that there is. But from the evidence that I've seen, Hamas, they don't take hostages. They kill everybody that they want to kill, and that's it.
What is Netanyahu lying to the world about?
He's fighting Hamas using U.S. taxpayer dollars, and he's lying to the world.
What is Netanyahu lying to the world about?
About Hamas, because he funded them.
How is he lying to the world about Hamas?
Well, let's just put it this way. He's lying to the world about what Hamas is, the reason why he's fighting Hamas.
What is
Hamas.
What is he saying to the world? How do you know he's lying? What is
I see what you're saying.
No, you said that he's evil.
What you're asking, Jesse, is what he's specifically lying about. I see what you're saying.
No. Hold on. I'm asking you, why do you call, what's your proof that Netanyahu is evil?
Because he's lying.
What is he lying about?
He's lying about Hamas and how they all got, like, Hamas only exists because Netanyahu gave
them
money.
What is he lying about concerning Hamas?
The reason why he's fighting Hamas.
And what did he say his reason for fighting Hamas?
Because of these hostages, and we're going to get the hostages back, and we aren't stopping fighting until we get these hostages.
And how is that a lie?
Because I don't. What's the proof that there is hostages?
And what is the proof there is no hostages?
That's exactly it.
No,
exactly
you don't have it to prove that there are none or that exists
or not. I know, but nobody has proof that there is either.
But listen,
so it's a non-factor.
You have no proof that there are hostages or not, right? You have none.
Nobody does.
No.
So that's a lie.
We're talking about you. You have no proof, right?
You're right. Yep. Yes, you're correct. Yep.
And
no,
so
I don't have any proof.
And how do you know if he has proof or not?
Because he hasn't shown any.
How do you know if he has proof or not?
Well, you have to show proof, like pictures.
But
like,
how do you know if he has?
And if
he hasn't shown any proof, how can you make the decision that he's lying when he hasn't shown any proof whether he has or not?
Because he's an establishment politician, and what establishment politician hasn't lied in history before?
No, we're talking about Netanyahu. He has not shown you, you said. Have you seen?
I know. Listen, I get it.
You get
I know
what?
What you're saying.
You get what?
That I'm not making a clear argument to present why he is exactly a liar. But
how is it that you made up in your mind that he's evil and that he's a liar, but you have no proof?
Because he's an establishment politician.
You can't still say that's not a reason just to call the man a liar.
Sure. No, I know, but that's just what my mind is going with.
So
because
why are you
the devil
going
is
with
lying
the,
to me? I
right.
don't know.
Why are you going with the mind when you know the mind is lie?
Because evidence in the world with establishment politicians always adds up to lies.
But
like
why?
When you look at the world. The reason why the world is so messed up these days, yeah, I could boil it down to people's individual decision-making and everything, but in the end, it really does boil down to politics, and establishment politicians, in the end, are always going to be the problem. Like,
but what I want you to see is that you have called Netanyahu evil,
yes.
And you have no proof at
yes.
all that
No. He's evil because he's killing people. He's justifying killing people. Whether it's lies or whether it's truth, he's killing people in the name of politics.
When did it become evil to defend yourself?
Not really evil to defend yourself,
well,
but
that's
to keep
what he's
on attacking
doing.
And to try...
He's defending himself and his country. How is that?
Yeah, but
evil?
Then he wants to go and attack Iran too and start World War III.
Stay with me. He is defending himself and his country. How's that
yes,
evil?
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that.
So then you call him evil for that?
No, he's evil for wanting to extend it over to Iran. And
has he ascended anywhere yet?
Well, he wants to.
Has he done that yet?
Let's put it this way. If Harris would have won, then he would have.
No, send me this. You're calling a man evil, and you don't have any proof.
I suppose you're right. Yes, you got me there, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Hey, and keep up the good work. Hey, I'll keep listening. Don't worry about that.
I will. Thank you, buddy.
Right on, bro.
Okay. Amazing. 888-77-53-773. The mind is a terrible thing to save. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Johnny Lynn bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
I pay attention to myself in order to become aware. Aware of the demons I have inside. Aware of evil I'm capable of doing. How much I judge when I listen to my thoughts. The fear I feel. How it affects my decisions. It makes me become aware of my own evil ego. By becoming aware of it, God sheds light on the evil inside me and sets me free by killing the ego and bringing me perfect peace. But if I don't pay attention to myself, evil takes over. And he goes on and on and on. It's not pithy, but he says, the best way of paying attention to myself is through the silent prayer and staying present during the day. Thank you, Jesse and crew. Shout out from Spain. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. But keep it pithy. Well, thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
He says, if you're not working on yourself and becoming aware, you can't help yourself as the devil made a home in you. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Manuel bought five coffees. Question for the experts. Do you need to bribe your wife, because it's from yesterday, to be with you?
We played the soundbite yesterday, and my experts came in. Joel Friday TV, Hate Report, and the American Anchor Baby, their experts on the Jesse Peterson Show. And Joel, in essence, said that there's nothing wrong. Well, something like, it's okay to pay your wife to clean, cook, and iron, blah, blah, blah. This guy was paying his wife, I think, $100. And the wife said she quit work, and now she made more money than ever. He's paying his wife to clean his house. What the? And Joel said that was good. That was fine. Not good, but fine. He agreed with it. Amazing.
Thank you, Manuel, for your
five
coffees.
Because he pays her anyway, he said. Okay, thank you, though.
Aries one with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Jesse, you're so right about being in hell right now. And when our bodies die, we will clearly see that we've been in hell all along, and it won't end. It's too late. Same thing with heaven. We can be in heaven on earth, and when our bodies die, heaven continues. Thank you, Jesse. We got to wake up.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Popcorn ticked keg, says Aries one with a diamond. In response to Popcorn Slump Keg yesterday, bought a coffee, quoting some Bible passage, and then saying, Jesse, may I ask you, is Jesus your Lord? Or something like that. So
what?
Aries
no.
one with a diamond saying, P-corn ticked keg. Shout out to Aries One, Games for Rec, Misty, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters yesterday.
Thank you.
On the DUI.
Thank you all.
So that wraps up yesterday's Super Chats. Now today's.
Amazing.
Forgive your mama. Are most people going to hell after they drop their bodies?
No, most people are in hell right now. They're already in hell. And so however they drop their bodies when they die, you know, leave the body, they're going to be wherever they are right now. If you have dropped your body, you've given up anger, let anger go, you're in heaven right now. If not, you're in hell right now. So however you, whatever condition you're in when you dropped your body is where you stay. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Thank you. Forgive your mama. Someone bought three coffees. Hey, Jesse, I have a question I heard you say, also heard from others that read the Bible. It says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Does it mean that God loves the world or his sons and daughters in the world? What does it mean?
It means he loved the people. He loved his creations. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Good morning, team. The lady who got a $100 allowance, they didn't call it an allowance. Joel tried to clean it up and call it an allowance.
Right. I don't know where Joel gets it from, calling it an allowance.
Could it be that she said she was making more being rich spiritually?
You got to read all that into it. What the?
He only said he gave her $100 to get things she likes. Or I could have misunderstood. You told us not to come to any conclusion, I thought, yet you concluded she was getting paid for cleaning. For her to come on camera and openly say this was special.
She's the one that said she quit her job because her husband wanted her to cook, and her husband paid her to cook.
She said she was making more doing this right than in the military where she was working when she met him.
Right.
And also, the opening article that your producer laid out said that she was being paid to cook and clean.
Yeah.
Paid $100
a week. So I didn't read anything into it, but I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Nice. Scotty Ben 1000 bought a coffee. Thank you for having Hassan on Punchy TV. Felt just like the good old days. This has made my holiday season amazing.
Oh, amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Easier done than said, bought a coffee. Psalm 12, 1 through 8. And then he, heart emoji. And then he says, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Good morning, soldiers. All is definitely well.
Right on. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. At this point, just call me Mike, bought a couple of coffees. Jesse N-word Peterson, and he spells it all the way out. The best N-word spelled all the way out on this side of heaven, laughing face with tears sideways. Just joking. I love you, Jesse. No homo salute.
As long as you don't tell me to go over to Nicaragua.
That's a reference to yesterday's archive God's Learning Channel thing where you said, I've been called N-word, and you say it so much that I was thinking about changing my middle name from Jesse Lee Peterson
to Jesse Edward Peterson.
Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you guys can check out, and ladies, you can check out that show on the Bond channel, right?
No, on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Oh, Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
We also put it on the Bond blog on RebuildingTheMan.com.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Easier done than said, but another coffee. Isaiah 11, 1 through 3, heart emoji. Thank you for the references.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hold that thought. Let me go to Dean. Dean, call back.
Cool.
And I don't want his phone to drop. He's been waiting so long. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
We'll finish him up. We definitely will. Let me go to Dean out of Missouri. Dean, thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I shouldn't have said the Obama word. My phone cut out immediately.
I know. What?
So I just want to make a comment on these fools calling in with the Netanyahu. Don't know why I'm mad thing. So have you heard the term gay for the stay?
Repeat that.
Gay for the stay, like the guys that go to prison and they're gay while they're in prison.
It sounds familiar, so it doesn't sound like I've not heard it.
Okay, so anyway, that's what these dudes are doing. They're betas. They're not standing on what they believe. Like they know what's right. Like these guys that go to prison, they know they shouldn't be gay. They know it's wrong, and they hide it when they're on one crowd, and they engage in all that. But then they come out and they're trying to act like, they're not with that. So.
That's why they think Netanyahu is evil.
Well, because they're dabbling in the wrong thing, so they're listening to conservative radio because they know that's what's right. But then they're getting this information from somewhere, and it's all liberal talking points. They're killing innocent people and all that because they're listening to liberal media. When we know that they're not killing, innocent people, they tell these people.
Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. The treasure chest is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Wow. Because. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love for you. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. So Hate was just telling me that during the break that Mike Tyson is how old?
58.
And he's fighting with a 28?
A 27-year-old.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to knock that guy out so fast, going to make his head swim.
Yeah, Jake Paul's going to make Mike Tyson's head swim.
No, he's going to knock Mike Tyson and going to knock him out.
Oh.
So how fast he's going to make his head swim.
We'll see.
That's the prediction?
No, I'm
locking
telling
it in?
You.
No, I'm telling you.
What?
That Jake Paul is going to dominate Mike Tyson.
Why do you think that?
Because he's younger and stronger and
that's
faster.
Why he's weaker.
No, but he's not so young that he's weak. He's not a child.
Child. What do you think going to happen, Nick?
Jake Paul's looking pretty tough.
But
I really
Tyson
don't know about...
tougher.
I really don't know.
He's Mike tougher, Tyson, but
you're asking me to spend money?
What?
You're asking me to spend money? I'm being sensible. In my mind, it seems sensible.
Though I'm cheering for the white Christian man.
Oh, no wonder you racist.
Yes,
I was gonna make a against bring race into a
young man against the old black Muslim male.
What? Beta.
No, I really like Mike Tyson. I really, really like. But I like Jake Paul a little bit too, and he's pro Trump.
My producer, Derek, says that Jake Paul has fear in his eyes, in his heart. Tyson is a killer.
That doesn't matter. He still has the skill and the youth.
And Joel Friday TV, of course. He's on every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m., but you can podcast. Joel Friday said, I want Mike, but he's old.
It's like you could see it. You could paint the story really both ways. You could see Mike when he's slapping Jake Paul early in that thing, unless it was scripted. They met on something, Jesse, and Mike Tyson slap. He like hits They did like a face-off.
Right.
And he like snapped. So you could see that as like, is he fearful? He lost his cool. You could see it.
Who did?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Okay, you guys are going to be disappointed. The fight is
I'm trying to say that
the
you can
only
paint
way
it
I'm
both
disappointed,
ways.
The only
I really
way,
think you could. You could paint it like he's, is that fear? Or there's this other moment, I can't quite remember, where it struck me as like, whoa, is this a migate no, like a peaceful Mike that will be
y'all don't know Mike.
Helped by his newfound peace? To
yeah.
Anyways, go.
Mike used to own a pot land.
I just don't want Mike getting brain damage or something terrible to happen to him.
What? Ain't no way that gonna happen. What the? So my PR guy said, yeah, I don't think he is a killer.
He's
anymore.
Never killed anybody. Has he killed anybody?
He doesn't talk like that anymore.
Yeah, he's trying to contain the demon in the monster inside. He's been fighting to stop the monster. He doesn't want the monster
to
come
back. The monster's gonna come out tonight. When is the fight?
This evening.
tonight.
During Anchor Baby.
Yeah. Get ready for tomorrow. Are you going to air this on your show?
I can't.
Why not?
No, that's Netflix highly only. Illegal, I think.
Oh.
They're going to shut down.
Oh, I didn't know
stream.
That. I thought it was on TV.
You gotta pay.
Netflix going to make money off this, huh?
Yeah.
It's like the slap is like, is that fear or was the slap that monster coming out? And it's like, watch out. Like,
that's that monster.
But it didn't even faze Jake.
Right.
Jake,
right,
face, right. Jake.
He's going to face him tonight. Going down. But anyway, quick announcements. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then a brand new episode of the FatherState.TV. Jacoba, right?
Jacoby.
Jacoby and Abigail Pettidew. They are Christian missionaries and the host of the Father's Joy podcast. Watch this at 12 noon.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We're going to travel and do mission work together. We got to be married.
And you looked over that corner, you're like, Lord, I want that black man over there in that corner. Were you like a slap maker beforehand?
No. I was a very loyal man.
My father wasn't always involved in my life. But then when I came to know Jesus, it's like he became the heavenly father that I needed.
All right. Do you guys support abortion?
Even if the doctor says that there's a high risk of me dying, I'm saying, I rebuke that. I'm having this child.
Right on. So you guys voted for the Great White Hope?
Yes.
Fist bump. Right on. The Father's State at 12 noon today. Don't miss it. And support the Father's State while you're there. Right there, thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And then at 4 p.m., unfortunately, the American Anchor Baby cannot air the fight between Tyson and Jacob. And Jacob. What's his name?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. So unfortunately, Mike, he can't, but you don't want to miss the Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And also on Sunday morning, all are invited to fellowship. Sunday morning, doors open at 10:30. Doors open at 10:30. A meeting start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it live or you can be a part of it in the building here. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. It's going to be interesting to see who wins tonight. What time is, do you know the time of the fight? Okay.
Card starts at, or let me not use terminology. Maybe I'm saying something wrong. It starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, but the fight will probably be at like 8.
Oh, okay. Pacific time?
Pacific time.
Nice. Okay. Let me go quickly to back to the phone. Sir G, a first-time call out of Washington. Sir G, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Hey, I wanted to comment on Netanyahu and Putin and Trump being a dream team.
So the dream team, for those who don't know, the dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu and Putin. And you say?
I say Netanyahu is doing the right thing, defending his country. That's what any leader should do, is put their country first. However, I disagree about Putin. He's in cahoots with Iran. And we all know how evil Iran is. And
but how do you know Putin's in cahoot with him?
Well, because Hezbollah and those other organizations are using Russian weapons to attack Israel, and Putin is okay with it.
But Americans gave weapons to Ukraine to attack Putin.
Well, Putin attacked Ukraine first.
I know, but Ukraine, America gave money, weapons and money to, is that evil?
No, I don't think that's evil, because Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons in 95 in exchange for peace in the region and in their country.
And so you think you believe Putin is evil because he gave weapons. He sold weapons to another country, right?
I know Putin is evil, 100%.
How do you know?
Well, like I said, he's in cahoots with Iran.
But how do you know he is evil, though?
Because he killed millions of people.
And what country has not killed millions of people?
Well, Israel killed people, but they killed people in defending themselves.
But which country has not killed millions of people?
Just for no reason?
I'm sorry?
Just for no reason?
I said, which country has not killed millions of people?
America killed people in defending its interest in the world.
Does Ukraine have peace? And they killed a million, too, and America gave them weapons. Is there peace in Ukraine?
There is no peace in Ukraine because Russia invaded Ukraine.
So is America evil for giving Ukraine weapons?
No.
No? Why not?
Because that was the agreement.
But did Putin have an agreement with the other country to sell their weapons?
They probably could have.
So why one is evil but the other is not?
Because one is America is protecting Ukraine and giving them help against evil, and Putin's weapons are attacking sovereign countries like Israel.
Is Ukraine evil for what it is? The president of Ukraine, is he evil for what he's doing?
Is Netanyahu evil?
No, Ukraine.
Ukraine is not evil, just like Israel.
So if Ukraine is not evil, why do they keep taking our money? And our government is not even accountable for the money?
Because Ukraine, in 1995, gave up their nuclear weapons and their security over Russia and Europe and America guaranteed them peace. And when Russia invaded Ukraine, they breached the contract. So Russia is evil, and America is on the right side helping Ukraine.
But how is that? We don't even want America to give our money to Ukraine, and they give it to them anyway.
Well, then Ukraine shouldn't have give up their nuclear weapons.
It's not our fault that they did that.
What's that?
Whose fault is it? Is it American fault that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons?
Yes, America was pushing the deal.
So, but they didn't make them do it.
George Bush Sr. was pushing. Yeah, they made them do it.
Amazing. And so,
it is amazing.
But the evil was the question was about Netanyahu. If Netanyahu was evil, and you say you don't believe Netanyahu is evil, right?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. I know he's not evil. He's putting Israel first, and that's what any leader should do.
Right on.
Just like Donald Trump is putting America first.
Right on. And thank you, Sergi.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. You too. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Gilbert out of Texas. Gilbert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Jesse Lee Peterson. How are you this morning?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Amazing, amazing. Yo, I just want to let you know you're one of my favorite people ever. You've done wonders for the world, and the Spirit of God flows through you so beautifully. I just wanted to call this morning initially because I was curious about your opinion about the Mike Tyson fight. And before I called, I happened to see that clip of the interview with that young girl. And the first thing I thought of, I said, that's Jesse Lee Peterson thinking. That's JLP's vibes right there. And then I was listening while I was on hold, and then I heard you bring up that interview, and I was blown away. I was like, right in line with the thinking. So we already know Tyson already won the fight. It's already over.
Mike going to make that guy see stars.
Absolutely, 100%. He already won the fight. He's already won the war. He is just going to manifest tonight now, you know?
Right on.
So,
Man, you hear that, Haik?
we need to put Haik and Joel. We need to put Haik and Joel in the ring next year.
Oh God, that would be interesting.
And you be the ref. You be the referee.
So right now, Haik is lost for words. What?
Jake Paul wore a diamond protector over his ear.
See that?
To protect his ear from Mike Tyson biting it.
He's gonna put on a Tyson hat tomorrow after the fight.
That's right.
I'm pro Tyson. I'm pro Tyson. The only way I'm disappointed is if Tyson gets hurt.
I can see Mike right now taking that one punch right into the face of that guy and cover his whole face, and he going down.
Tyson might be better now than he was 25 years ago. Honestly.
I agree.
You know, like really and truly, because everybody's looking at the age because they're stuck in the worldly thinking. But with the wisdom he has and the strength in his mind that he has, he's already won the fight because Jake Paul's just a little child compared to him.
I rest my case.
If he had so much wisdom, he wouldn't be fighting.
What does that mean?
He doesn't need a fight.
He's doing it for the fun of it.
For the fun of it, but protect yourself.
This is fun.
Yeah.
This is him. This is him enjoying life at this point.
Thank you.
You guys are delusional. He has no chance.
Man.
Even the anchor baby lost for words right now.
Yeah, he's just having fun with his life.
The anchor baby never lost for words.
Yeah. He's having fun. I'm gonna come out there and see you soon, Jesse. You've been a huge influence for the last 9 months on me. My whole mindset, my whole nature has changed since. And I don't credit you. I just credit the spirit that works through you.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate you, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy. We're gonna talk after this fight too. All right.
Yes, sir. I'll call you up again.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Super chat.
Mr. Migote over on the live stream on X. Time to buy some JLP merch today.
Check out the merch. Christmas coming. We have amazing stuff. My books are there. Hats, mugs. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? Amazing.
Very nice. Alpha neighbor bought a couple of coffees. I'm responsible for my beta neighbor because I pay taxes. Hashtag beta neighbor. Beta neighbor be drinking juice boxes. What the? What kind of grown man drinks juice boxes? Beta neighbor, beta juice.
What are juice boxes?
Those boxes that you poke a little straw into. Those are so good. Come on.
You drink that?
I plead the fifth. Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you all. Thank you.
With a rumble rant, Jesse, that chaos caller was a low IQ. But I got a question. Ask. Is our country still gone, or do we have a chance now?
It's gone.
What does the great white hope have to say today?
The country is still gone. I believe, and we're waiting to see. I have a wait-and-see attitude. Trump is going to make it a little bit more comfortable in that you're going to shut the border down, start drilling, you have more money in your pocket. Cut back on the taxes and all these restrictions. So in a physical sense, it's going to be a little bit more comfortable. But the hearts of America now are so evil that most people are never going to, they don't want to admit they're evil. So that's going to only get worse. And let me see what the great white hope is saying today.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
Amazing. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, Coffee. I noticed that when most people call themselves independent, they're really liberals. I noticed that too.
For real. Thank you, Julie. Good point. Very good point.
Daniel from Texas.
Amazing.
Jesse, is Donald J. Trump your Lord and Savior?
He is the great white hope. Thank you.
I'd like you to say it or else I may have to stop watching your show, LOL.
I can't believe that woman said it. I may have to stop watching your show. It's all depending on how you answer this question. What's the question? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? I'm like, what the? You going to twist my arm and make me say it?
If you make them say it, then it's not genuine.
I'm telling you.
And then you're making people who just say that in word only act like they feel like they are really for Jesus when they're not.
And the fact that you try to make somebody say it means that you don't believe it either. It's just words. Just words. That's all it means to you. What the?
Greenwald,
thank you.
Greenwald with a diamond on based Beebe. Well, he doesn't call him that. I call him that. Israeli government was investigating Beebe before October 7th.
Nice. That means that he is of the dream team.
Just like the government was investigating Trump.
That's right.
They hate the good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwald. I don't know if he agrees with that.
Thank you, Greenwald. Thank you. You're right on the money.
English bought 10 coffees. Thank you for singing one of my favorites. I do believe change gonna come.
Oh, yes, it will. Thank you.
Sean Deasy or Son Deasy, pardon my butchering of your name, 5 coffees. Jesse, a few of us at work want that shirt you're wearing, but we can't find it anywhere in your store. Is it available?
This shirt right here?
Right.
My Christmas shirt?
That's right.
Yes!
I can't find it either.
Oh, you Hake can't?
Can't find it either. It's normally in the Fallen State store. Maybe we'll have to make it reavailable or something on the Fallen State Teespring store.
Okay, I'll talk to my producer today.
Please.
And make sure we get that clear it up right away, all right? So,
and if not, would you consider putting that one up for auction to the highest bidder?
That was just it.
That's what he said, he or she.
Yeah, I will. This is pretty much new. The last time I wore it was last Christmas.
Nice.
So, okay. Thank you.
Cesar, Netanyahu is probably evil because he gave Palestinians a safe zone to go to and then ended up bombing it. I shouldn't laugh. Smile.
Amazing. Thank you.
I believe this happened twice already. FYI, I'm not on either side, but only the side of truth. Right on, Cesar.
There you go. Thank you.
I don't mean to laugh. Adam Sutton, it's dark humor.
He's laughing by accident.
Yes. Adam Sutton bought 5 coffees. Netanyahu delivered briefcases of cash to Hamas. He had detailed intelligence about October 7th before it happened. He executes wars on Shabbos, only on holy sites. He lied about what happened October 7th. He lied to Congress 2001 about Iraq, encouraging Saddam's overthrow. Brags about controlling the U.S. Congress, killed 3 Palestinian peace negotiators. Starts war with no authorization. Atheist, doesn't keep the commandments. He makes Genghis Khan look like a nice guy.
See, I told you he wasn't evil. Ain't no way he'd get all that done if he was evil. Right on. Thank you. Amazing. People got proof. Right on.
Alpha Genghis Khan. Tony bought a coffee. Thank you, Adam Sutton. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tony bought a coffee. No, 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 senor. We no steal. We work hard. Quick, hide the wood. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. 2 laughing emojis.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Jesus, Prince Lorien, for church on Cash App.
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Daniel, Jesse really running from these calls today. Laughing faces. Tears coming out.
Thank you. I don't know what you mean by running, but I don't have time. After a while, you just kind of see it's going nowhere. I got so many calls, I just can't be on the phone talking about nothing. Thank you.
Quality.
Yeah.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. Future biblical question suggestion, or can you answer it now? Is Jesus the only one created from God? My answer, yes, Jesus was the only one created and sent from God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't quite understand what you're saying, but I appreciate it.
Maybe because he means like men and women come together for the rest of us to, I don't know.
Me either. I don't quite understand it, but thank you.
Mike Zook bought a coffee. Jesse, why do blacks like collard greens so much?
Like what?
Collard greens.
Because they are so good.
You can have mine.
And put some okras in it? Oh, God. Okra. Amazing. Thank you.
Okra is okay, fresh, not cooked.
You're so picky.
It's the only way I've had it.
I know.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Greenwall, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1.0, Aries 1, Eli Jaw. Thank you, guys. And I believe that's all for now. Oh, no, wait. Eli Jaw with a couple more diamonds. Israel was created with the help of Jewish mafia, he says. Whoa.
Right on.
Trump's son Kushner is part of them. Jewish mafia, he says.
Is that a good thing or bad?
I don't know. Kushner's kind of liberal.
What?
Jared Kushner? He's kind of liberal. I'm kind of iffy on him.
And who is he?
That's Trump's son-in-law, Ivanka's husband.
Is he still Trump's son-in-law?
Oh, yeah. Ivanka has not divorced him.
But that doesn't mean Putin is evil, never. Right? He's not trying to say Putin is evil, right?
Nor Netanyahu.
I mean, not Putin, but Netanyahu, not Putin.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just talking about our friends in Israel.
Oh, okay. I love Israel.
And the Jews.
And I love the Jews. And I've gone to Israel. And if I were God, if you want to get into heaven, you would have had to go to Israel first.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
And walk through the word. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Get on the straight and narrow, folks, and stay there, stay there, stay there all the way through. See it to the end. Endure to the end, all right? The Hate Creep Report is coming up now. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. All right? See you Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Do the silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Forgive your mother, your mom, all people, especially you black folks. Forgive your mama, they've screwed you up. And forgive your father for not protecting you from mama. And God will forgive you and make you free. You gotta forgive. All right? Thank you for your super chat. We finished them today, right? Amazing. Thank you. And check out Joy of Friday TV podcast. It was amazing yesterday and all the other days as well. All right, folks, thank you for your support. Donate to Barn, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BARN. Have a good weekend. Amazing show today. Thank you. Oh, Kurt out of Wisconsin, Emmanuel, first time out of San Diego. Somebody just hung up, and another somebody. And then Michelle out of Chicago. She loved Netanyahu, and so do I, Michelle. Call me again. All of you, I can't get to you today. Take care. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.